your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Good afternoon, fellow traders. This is Paula T. Webb, coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, May 4th, 2025. So let's take care of a little bit of business here first, as usual, before we get into our main message. I mean, when I say let's take care of some business or some announcements or whatever, it's all part of the message. But so I really shouldn't say it's a different thing. But okay, let's just get started. So, you know, on my website, I have several surveys for traders to fill out. Excuse me. There's a general trading survey. There's trading during current events. And there's a wealth index survey. And that's listed under, well, I've coined it as a PWI survey. And PWI is your personal wealth index. Now, in my book, Independent Prosperity, which is being updated as we speak, I wrote, and this was, gosh, probably 10, 15 years ago, I wrote, people who are wealthy, truly wealthy, as well as those in management, meaning those who are in a higher position than most workers in any other field of endeavor than trading, think differently than everyone else. This is a fact that we can find throughout history from the beginning of money. I mean, let's think about this for a second. If wealthy people thought about success, money, prosperity, and accumulation the same as, let's just say, the average person, how would they or could they become so wealthy and successful when the average person is not? Truly wealthy people feel they are, and let's be honest here, in reality, are a different type of person by the mere fact that they think differently, i.e., prosperously, confidently, without reservation or hesitation, and thus may treat those working for them with just enough subtle differences to keep a discreet separation, a subtle distance critical to good management strategy, but just as importantly, a reminder to everyone else that they are indeed different from them. So, considering that just about everyone entering trading these days has a history of working for others or someone else, at least part-time or while you're in college or whatever, they would have been programmed to some degree, again, whether long or short term, that CEOs, management, hedge fund managers, brokerage firm managers, or anyone in authority over them must be better or smarter than they are, simply based on that work relationship with those in charge. No matter how nice anybody in a higher position of you may be, they are in that position to make money for their business, not to be anyone's friend. And they are in that position of authority because they understand that all business is in business to make money, period. And as a trader, you also have to acquire that same mindset. Trading is a business, and you became a trader to make money. More money than you have ever previously made. And don't kid yourself about this, because if you don't believe this, you will create and maintain a mindset of being a boom and buster. All right? So when I created these surveys for you folks. You know, I put him in these three separate categories because there's a general trading survey where you can just kind of go over, you know, where your trading challenges may lie. Okay. You know, for instance, on the general survey, I ask if you still work at another job or career. Do you want to make this, you know, full-time eventually? Do you feel like you're a successful person right now? What were you taught about money and success? What do you think it takes to create and maintain the mindset of a successful trader that you feel you haven't figured out yet? What do you believe is holding you back from becoming a successful trader? Now, that's the general trading survey. On the wealth index survey, it's more of a just a agree or disagree. And that survey is to get you started to start understanding what you believe about money and prosperity. You know, for instance, I believe that too much money is bad. I don't really feel I deserve to be wealthy. You have to work very hard for many years to make a lot of money, and so forth. Okay? So these were geared for you to start thinking like a trader. On the current events survey, and this we brought out during the pandemic, but it's still pertinent today. You have to ask yourself, in all of these surveys, you have to be honest. Did you have a good trading or good year this year or not? If you didn't do as well or as well as you wanted to, what percentage are you down from last year and how does that make you feel? Do you personally know, not anonymous people on the internet, personally know other traders that increase their equity? So these questions are developed. Took me quite a bit of time to put all these together. And I put them on the website so you can answer these questions before you schedule an introductory call or schedule a consultation, because that's going to help you start understanding what you need to know about how you need to think, because that's the whole premise of my work. It's an empirically proven philosophy that has been working long before Mark and I were ever born. These are ancient philosophies that the greatest philosophers and the best holy men have been teaching since, you know, the first words were written on stone tablets. So, but my point is that these surveys are not on the website for you to think we are going to start an email dialogue. And I think I've been pretty clear about that. And it's on my website that it says, you know, fill this out and, you know, before you schedule the introductory call. It does not say, fill this out and we're going to start an email consultation. I don't do that. You folks know that I don't do that. I've told you folks I don't work on WhatsApp. That is not professional and it does not work. I'm sure plenty of other coaches out there will do that. And, you know, God bless them. And if that's the way you want to work, then feel free to work with them. I do not work that way. My approach is a personal, individualized session or workshop with each trader that comes to me for help. That's the way I roll. That's the only way I'm going to roll. So my long-winded point is, please stop sending me the filled-in surveys with your whole life, with you know, these page after page after page, and then at the end you say, well, thank you, I look forward to hearing from you soon. What is it that you think I'm going to take away from that? Seriously, do you think I'm going to sit here and spend my day reading three or five? And one guy this week sent me 10 pages. Do you think I should sit here and read all this and then respond? I really don't understand that intention on the part of these traders. I run a business. I get paid for my work. The surveys are there for you to start thinking and to fill out prior to any consultation or any conversation via phone, Zoom, or Skype. Well, now it's Meets, Meets. Prior to any dialogue, live dialogue that we have. I am not here to read your life story. So, you know, I don't know how more clear I can be about this. You know, I feel bad because a lot of you do have some challenges that could be easily fixed, you know, but I don't do that without getting paid. That's not who I am. And I don't know anybody else out there that does it for free either. I've done a little bit of research in a lot of the other coaching websites, and most of those other coaches require you to sign up for a minimum of 6 to 10 sessions, paid sessions, before they'll even read an email from you. So I don't know where anybody's getting the impression that, you know, I'm supposed to do all this work and not get paid. Now, maybe these are traders who think that Mark Douglas left me a multimillionaire and I don't need to work. And let's just say that was the case, even though it is not. Even if it was the case, no one out there in the ethers, in the trading world, is going to determine if I get paid or not. This is my career. This is what I love to do. This is my passion. But I fully intend to get paid for it, just like you want to get paid by making it as a trader. And I can help you do that. That's what I'm here for. So please save your energy, save your time, fill out the survey form, whichever one you feel is important, and, you know, sign up for the introductory call and see how it goes from there. All right? That's the way it works here on this end, folks. So just think about that, and we'll be back after a short break. Okay, folks. So, you know, I don't want you to think I'm complaining here, because I'm not. I'm just trying to explain to you so you're not frustrated why you're not going to get a response other than thank you for your survey answers. Feel free to sign up for the introductory call response. So, I'm just trying to make it more clear once again, and I guess I'll just continue to do so until, you know, the majority of the trading world gets it. I mean, yesterday I got an email from another trader, and he said, "Oh, I've, you know, been listening to your radio show. Oh, and I want more, and I want more. Where is your Discord platform?" What? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, here's just another guy, another trader, you know, who wants more and more and more for free. And what I, you know, of course, you know, my CFO, Adam, wrote him back and said, "We don't have a Discord platform." And, like, you know, the trader writes back, "Well, what's wrong with you people?" You know, it's like, look, I can't do it all, folks. I cannot be on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and trade, and write, and coach, okay? No one can. I don't care who you are. Not unless you have a team of people who manage all that for you, but that team is not connected to the general public. I am connected to my public. I am connected to each trader that contacts me. Now, that may sound like a contradiction about what I just said in the last segment, but that's not true. I am connected to each trader. And so I will respond to your requests, to your survey questions, in a way that is best for you and myself, to lead you down the path of understanding how you have to think and how you have to be respectful of other people that you may be coming to for assistance. And the reason that I keep bringing this up, because it seems to be getting more and more, is, you know, then you guys turn around and, you know, write negative comments about me on the internet. Oh, she's unreachable. Oh, she didn't answer my email. I've answered every single email that has ever come to me. Every single email. I mean, not spam email, of course, but I mean, legitimate emails, okay? You may not like the answer, but that doesn't really give you any right to go back and say, she didn't give me what I needed. I did give you what you needed. You just didn't like what I said. So if you really want to be a successful trader, then you really have to start thinking like a professional. And I can't tell you how many of you argue with me over that, think like a professional trader. Like, well, I'm not a professional trader. I'm just me. It's just me trading. Okay. All right. So I'm just trading for myself. Do I think I'm a professional trader? Darn right I do. Because I approach my trading as a business. Because it is a business. I get my setups. I put on my trades. I put in my stops as a mechanical trader. That's it. I follow my rules to the best of my ability. It's a lot easier for me because I am a mechanical trader. That's what works for me. That's a professional trader. That doesn't mean I'm a hedge fund manager. It doesn't mean that I work for a brokerage firm. It means I'm a professional as a trader. I'm a professional as a writer. I'm a published author with 10 books under my name, 3 books of which are published, translated into 15 languages. I've negotiated all those foreign contracts with publishers in other countries. I'm a professional. Me, right here, Paula T. Webb. I'm doing what's best for me. That's what it means to be a professional trader, doing what's best for you as a trader. And one of the things that you have to keep in mind about thinking like a professional trader is believing in unlimited abundance. I'm gonna, you know, tell you right now. I was talking with a trader earlier today, and he was talking about the training that he had received regarding his methodology. And of course, I'm not gonna mention the organization, but they do provide, you know, there's a lot of good organizations out there that provide really good technical methodology. That's their forte. So this trader I was working with, you know, complained that, well, they don't teach anything about what you teach. And I said, well, of course not, because that's not their forte. Their perspective is teaching a methodology, their methodology. That is their professional approach. And he said, I know, but, you know, I didn't realize I was missing what you teach. And that left me frustrated for a couple years. So there's kind of a misunderstanding here in the industry with a lot of traders, especially those of you that are newer or you're just part-timers, or even some of you who never embraced any type of mental mindset acuity. And there isn't one person or one organization in this field, in the investment world, that's going to give you everything you need. There just isn't. There's infinite possibilities. There's infinite approaches. So even with myself, who, and I am the best of the best at what I do, this is my approach, my philosophy. And even though it's empirically proven, you know, for almost 30 years now, And it is the top of the, we are at the top of the field because we started it all. But there are other people that you might feel more comfortable with talking to about whatever mindset you might be seeking. Okay. So it's a matter of personal preference, folks. Okay. So, I mean, I've worked with a lot of people over the years. There's been a lot of traders that I worked with that I found very challenging. There's not too many that I turned away, but there have been a few. And that's what it's all about being a professional. You have to know yourself to be able to be effective as a professional, doing your best to take as much profit as you can out of the markets. So if you don't know yourself, that means you're not going to know what other professional might work with you because you don't even know what you might be looking for or what you might need. But that's okay. That's part of the learning curve. It's all part of learning how to think like a trader. And I know this is probably a little confusing and a little deep here, but we are going to, this is where we're moving forward on this, folks. And, we started the YouTube channel this week. I posted a few of my older videos. We're going to have short little snippets out there. So, but we're heading into new, bigger, better, and deeper beliefs about what it takes to become truly wealthy as a trader. And this is where traders need to go. This is 2025. It's time to step up and take advantage of all the information that we have and that we will share with you and become the type of wealthy trader that you want to be. Now, I say a lot of prayers each day, and one of my prayer books is from Mahatma Gandhi. And I don't read all the prayers in there because some of them are a little too esoteric for me. And they're kind of geared more toward living on an ashram. Excuse me. But there's a number of that in the book, and it's called Book of Prayers by M.K. Gandhi. If you find a copy, I suggest you pick it up. It's a very short book, and his grandson put the book together long after he passed away. Gandhi passed away. But one of the short little, it's a portion of a prayer that Gandhi used to say every day, and I say this to myself every day before trading. It's just two sentences. And Gandhi wrote, "That which goes by the name of adversity is not such, nor is that prosperity which goes by that name. To forget God is adversity, but ever to think of him is prosperity." Now think about this, guys. To forget God is adversity, but ever to think of him is prosperity. Because God is everything. God gives you everything, if you believe he does. We'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, folks. So I get a lot of questions from traders asking me how I can be so sure that God is going to provide as much wealth as they want. And that question alone speaks volumes. Excuse me. That means that they truly don't believe that God hears them. And God hears every single prayer. He really does. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there have been prayers that have been said in foxholes, in outer space, while people are in, you know, while women are in labor, giving birth, school kids in the schoolyard about to be bullied. You know, prayers are spoken anywhere, at any time, at any place. And God hears every single prayer, whether it's said in pain, anger, frustration, hate, sadness, fear, or even in appreciation. And the reason that I know this is because I have proof of this in my life. I know I spoke about the book that we're revising that's going to come out shortly about all the everyday miracles that myself and Mark Douglas and a number of other people that I interviewed wrote about. And so one of the ways you start to believe that you can achieve whatever you want to as a trader is when you start looking around you and accept that you just had a small miracle. And I talked about this the last two shows, last couple shows. And, you know, like I said, this was, it became kind of a joke between Mark and I whenever we had someone else in the car, because, and we would be looking for a parking spot in the middle of winter, you know, when it's 20 below and wind chill and we're in our, you know, winter coats and boots and scarves and hats and gloves and, you know, long underwear and all that. And, you know, maybe we're going out to dinner with some friends and, you know, the couple in the back seat would always say, "Oh God, I hope we find a parking spot." And Mark and I would just look at each other because we already knew we were going to find a parking spot close to the restaurant. Now, we lived in downtown Chicago, so those of you that live in big cities know that parking is at a premium, especially if the restaurant doesn't have their own parking lot. And it would never fail that we would get a spot, you know, maybe a door or two down, building, you know, not that far away from the front door of the restaurant. And so we'd get inside, we'd take off our coats, we'd sit down at the table, and the couples would say, "Wow, you know, that was really lucky. Gosh, that was amazing." And, you know, Mark and I would say, "No, that wasn't amazing. That was our intent. We put it out to God that we wanted to find a parking spot so we didn't have to walk blocks and blocks in the winter weather." And sadly, most of those people who believe, you know, who claim to believe in God and went to church faithfully would say, "Oh, come on, that's ridiculous. You can't ask God for a parking spot." Well, if you can't ask him for a parking spot, what makes you think that he's going to answer a question or a prayer to him to give you money as a trader? Do you think he's going to think one is more important than the other? Getting that parking spot in 20 below weather is just as important as taking profit out of the market, because it makes your life magical. So you can achieve whatever you want to achieve as a trader if you believe it. Now, I know there's that saying out there, "Oh, I'll believe it when I see it." And that's exact opposite of what it should be saying. You will see it when you believe it. You can be as successful as you want to be. You can pay off your debts, get a new home, have harmony in your house, a great car, whatever you desire. All the good things that you desire are included in your God-given DNA prosperity. And God stands ready to give you prosperity whenever your belief opens the door and you walk through it. Now, I haven't read the Bible front to back, okay? And if somebody told me to quote the Bible on the spot, I couldn't do that. I'm not that eloquent, okay? I haven't studied the Bible like that. I read it, I read certain psalms, you know, and certain passages on a daily basis, but I can't quote it. But what I'm saying is if you just look back at some of the biblical stories, just the parting of the waters, when they were, you know, when Moses was, you know, taking everybody out of Egypt. Now, whether or not you believe that story, The point is, they did get out of Egypt. So there had to be some magic from heaven to facilitate that. And it may not have been the actual parting of the sea, excuse me, but there had to be some help from above. They're wandering through the desert, for heaven's sakes. So they had to be shown where the water was and, you know, how to get food and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So you can take some of these Bible stories and realize that from the beginning of that time period, God heard prayer. So a lot of traders say, well, how does God give me prosperity? Well, of course, you know, God's not going to, you know, have a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, you know, sitting in front of your house when you wake up in the morning. He's not going to just miraculously put on trades for you, okay? But what he does do is he tells you how to do what you need to do so that all possibilities are now available to you, not just for right now, but for this year and next year and all the years to come. He doesn't set up a bank account for you. He sets up an inexhaustible information account on which you can draw the knowledge, the skill, the ingenuity necessary to do anything you want to do, and especially to take profit at any given moment. So what, well, let's take a, you know, a lot of them say, well, you know, I don't see anything tangible from God. So what is the definition of the word tangible? The definition of tangible is capable of being precisely identified and realized by your mind. Now, by the definition of that word, an idea is tangible. Now, each one of you out there has had an idea or two in your life, right? Think back. How many times have you had the experience of an idea, quote, hitting you? You felt it. When you're deep in thought, searching for a solution, the right idea comes to your mind. And it's almost physical, right? Well, it is. It is a physical sensation. Because the right idea at a crucial moment, especially while trading, it definitely has a thrilling and electrifying quality. It clears the cobwebs or the veil from your brain and your eyes like an invigorating sweep of cool, clean air. It makes you feel alive. It makes you tingle. And it brushes away any trading fatigue. So an idea is tangible. A prayer is perceptible and palpable. Now, just because you can't reach out and touch an idea or a prayer, the idea and the prayer reaches out and touches you. It reaches inside and grasps you with a mighty, prosperous power and force. An idea, a thought, a belief is God touching you, speaking to you, telling you the secret that you need to know in order to achieve, and take all that profit out of the market that you want. In other words, you get ideas by thinking. And when you start thinking, ideas and actions come to you almost constantly. The closer your contact with God is, the more ideas you will receive and the easier it will be for you to take profit in the market. The only condition to fulfillment of what you want is in your mind. As Jesus wrote in Matthew 21:22, whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. But first, you have to know what you want. You can't just say, hey, I want to make a bunch of money. Well, God's like, okay, well, what's a bunch? his definition might be different than yours. You have to know the source of what you want is available to you at any given moment, meaning God, and resolve to use that source to get what you want. And begin to think, and God's answers will come to you. Now, will these answers come instantly? They usually do, the more you practice this. Mark Douglas would ask God a question, and you know, it would be instantaneous because he had a connection to God. I've told you folks countless times that I say affirmations in the shower every morning. And a lot of times by the end of the day, I've got a new idea for a book, or a trader has called me up to attend one of my workshops. So when you turn to God, that brings about so many times an instantaneous solution to the toughest problem as traders, or you'll find useful ideas to serve to accomplish the desired result of taking profit at any given moment, simply in a matter of hours or minutes. If you believe, you'll see it when you believe it. God's promise to give you prosperity is not conditional. You're the only one that stops yourself from being a wealthy trader, not God. He's waiting to give you everything you ask, but you have to open the door. You have to let him in. You can't let anyone else talk you out with, "Oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, he wasn't really talking to you." Think about that, and we'll be right back. Okay, folks, another part of this dynamic is, and I've worked with countless traders over the years, and one of the things to keep in mind is that, you know, the old saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, it really is kind of true. But more importantly, when you are attempting to facilitate change and update your belief systems, which is just pure energy, there's a process called chemicalization, and your body truly may go through feeling, you might just be feeling ill at ease, or just feel, you know, yucky, all right? And this is all part of the process, because you're cleansing your mind, and in essence, that cleanses your body of outdated programming and beliefs that are no longer useful. I mean, look at it this way. Traders especially, and sometimes for years, have used, you know, wrong thoughts and been boom and busters. So they have programmed themselves that they are a boom and buster. And those negative ideas and beliefs get molded into their physical bodies and the rest of their lives. So when they start thinking differently, thinking in terms of prosperity and happiness, those thoughts are a big dose for their physical and mental system to take. And so there may be somewhat of a clash between the old and new ways of thinking. And this sets up a literal chemical reaction in mind, body, and spirit. Now, this is a scientific fact, guys. And remember I spoke earlier about Dr. Emoto's book about water and all the tests he did on, he took water and, you know, yelled at it and looked at it under a microscope and it was scattered. And then he gave it love and he spoke, you know, beautiful to the water, and it was beautiful crystals. It's the same with our bodies. Okay? So you got to keep in mind that one positive belief about taking as much profit as you want as you can at any given moment is more powerful than 1,000 negative thoughts. And why is that? Because once you make the decision to change, the old way of thinking knows it's on its way out, and no matter how much noise, shall we say, the old way of thinking makes, it's going. But because it's been there for a while, that energy doesn't want to give up without a fight. So even as you change your thoughts and your beliefs to those of embracing the unlimited abundance that God has for you, even while it seems like, oh, I'm never going to get through this, just know that that those beliefs are becoming deflated and de-energized, and they will soon be evaporated completely. So chemicalization sounds like it might be a negative process, but it's actually a very positive, natural, and fantastic one. It will be uncomfortable maybe in the beginning, but it is so worth going through because it's a sign that you're changing and growing for something higher and better. So a good affirmation when you start this process is to say to yourself, this is nothing to fear. This is not evil. This is not bad. There is only good at work in this experience. Healing my thoughts is now taking place in my world. I rest, I relax, and I let it happen. And the less you resist, the sooner brighter financial conditions exist. So basically what you're doing when you step into this process of believing in unlimited abundance for yourself as a trader, you just kind of look at it like you're having a mental, emotional, and a physical spring cleaning. I don't know, you know, what it was like in your house growing up, but we did a spring and fall cleaning in my house growing up. And, you know, washed the windows, you know, stripped the wax off the wood floors, cleaned the house from top to bottom, went through the closets, got rid of old clothes twice a year. And it just, you know, now you felt like you had new space. Now think how many times you clean out your garage or the attic or something, how free and unburdened you feel and ready for things better and a higher good. And we've all done this. Another affirmation could be, this is nothing to fear. I am simply chemicalizing to let go of the old, outdated programming that no longer works. I am getting a complete healing in my body, mind, and spirit. I am letting the words of my mouth speak to God. I am opening the door to prosperity, and I allow it to happen. I allow it to happen. Or something along those lines. Okay? You have to stop asking, why didn't this happen sooner? It's real simple. You weren't ready. When you're ready, prosperity will come your way. When you truly accept that this is ordained for you, you will experience it. Again, as I said earlier, God isn't conditional at sending you prosperity or growing your trading account. Humans are conditional. And sometimes your subconscious mind does the necessary work while you sleep. So before you go to sleep, say your prayers. As James wrote in 3:17, the wisdom from above is pure and peaceful. It is the imperishable jewel of his gentle and quiet spirit. So start believing in yourself. Try it. Try chemicalizing right now. Use whatever affirmation you wish to turn your mind to God. Something like, God is the good there is. God the good is all there is. Or simply, God is. Or, thy will be done. Free yourself from lack. So this is Paula T. Webb signing off for another week. You can reach me at 760-636-4290 or at paulatwebb.com. You can find our books, The Disciplined Trader, Trading in the Zone, Keys to Power Profit, and the upcoming Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader on Amazon, as well as our other books, which will be out shortly. And again, thank you for listening, and we will see you soon.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.